And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back the lovely Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. How are we doing today?
Oh, really well. And right at the top, I would like to say I feel very fortunate to be able to come here and spend this hour with you two. Aww, it's a real gift.
Thank you.
Because in Victoria, we don't get that opportunity much, do we? Just see face to face.
It's true. Yeah. Yes, we're very lucky that we're able to continue to work, actually, safely at a safe distance, to have your company. It's really delightful. And to hear so many interesting people on the phones as well, don't you think?
It's definitely a little bit of cheer, something to kind of pep you up on a Sunday morning.
Absolutely. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131873 if you'd like to join our conversation, or if you need help with your health today, 131873. A to Z of Vitamins is back today with one of our favourites, magnesium.
It's a great time for magnesium, Zoe, isn't it? Because that magic word, stress, and if there's one way to just alleviate, it's not going to take the stress away, but it means you might perhaps sleep a little better because the tension will be relieved by supporting your levels of magnesium.
And as we know, when we sleep, it's just the most regenerative, calm, beautiful approach that we can actually give back to our body. So I'm a winner when it comes to magnesium. It's something I absolutely love.
Yes, we'll hear more about that later on. Also, later on, we're talking wound care because every year over 420,000 Australians suffer from a chronic wound, which costs the healthcare system more than $3 billion. But the real cost to the person living with the wound is very extensive, not just financially, but of course, mental health and physical health, so many different aspects of that person's life. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Nikki Frescos, Chair of Wounds Australia, to tell us more about that silent epidemic. But first up, we're going to be talking with Dr. Isabel Carr, a young doctor working on the front line during the coronavirus epidemic, because I can't imagine how scary it would be to go to work every day knowing that you are putting your own health at risk. Mm-hmm. But this is what our healthcare workers are doing.
Mm-hmm. I've got a very good friend of mine who works at Liverpool Hospital, which is a feeder for all coronavirus. And she is remarkable. I asked her genuinely, was she scared? And she actually looked at me and said, look, Zoe, it's my job. Mm. This is what I do. I put the needs of other people first. She goes, everything is there for us. It's whether or not it actually is going to work. So I felt for this situation that she's in.
Yes. In Victoria, there are over 1,000 healthcare workers battling coronavirus, and that has included two GPs in intensive care over the last month or so. So it is a real It's a real thing to be scared.
And it'll be great to talk to someone who's there each day. Yep. So getting dressed, going for work, thinking, I wonder what sort of day I will have today. Wow. And will I be okay this time next week?
Yes. So Dr. Isabel Carr will give us an idea on how it is for them in the front line for healthcare workers. And to that end, we thank our healthcare workers for their incredible hard work and care and commitment. And perhaps you'd like to call and celebrate a healthcare worker in your life. Mm. Perhaps you have a partner, son or daughter who's a nurse or a doctor or even a cleaner or anybody that's working in that healthcare space in that front line. Perhaps you'd like to give yourself a little bit of a plug. Please do. We'd love to hear from you.
And there's a whole string of people, isn't there, Jo? There's the local pharmacist.
Yes.
The local person working in the supermarket and the petrol station who are really exposing themselves each day, every day.
That's right, 131873, give us a call. Next, we go inside what it's like to be on the COVID-19 front line. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness, or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 Plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 Plus, one a day is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get 40% off the Garnier skincare range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131-873, for any health concerns you have today. Or if you'd like to celebrate a healthcare worker in your life, someone who is on the front line every day, whether it's being a nurse, a doctor, paramedic, cleaners, orderlies, there are so many people who are going to work every day and really facing the fight against COVID-19. Give us a call, 131-873, to celebrate them. According to health department figures released this week, healthcare workers make up around 15% of all active cases in Victoria. So it is alarming to know that. Joining us on the line is Dr. Isabel Carr, who's been working on the front line. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
What is it like walking into work and knowing that the virus is around you? Is that scary?
Look, it is, you know, it is unsettling. It's not really what we sort of train to do, but at the same time, we train to take care of people's health. We train to look after people. And this is just our new reality. So it's something we do face every day. And it's not easy, but I think it's something that all of us will continue to fight against.
Yeah. Dr. Carr, anyone being in a hospital is a sensitive time. How do patients react when they see you dressed in the gowns, the gloves, the full mask? I mean, that seems quite intimidating in itself.
I'm so glad you asked this, because this is one of the things that I think is really difficult, is that when patients come into, let's say, the emergency department, they're vulnerable. You know, they're not there because they feel like a trip in the evening. They're there because something's happened. Either they're sick or their relative's sick or someone's injured themselves. And then whether it's a sprained elbow or a small cut on their hand, they're greeted by doctors in full PPE, so with face shields and face masks and gowns. And I think it must be really difficult for patients to see us like that, because we don't look fully human. And I had a patient the other day take a look at me and take a look at my my swipe ID that has a photo of me and said, oh, that's what you look like. And, you know, I think it can be quite dehumanising for patients as well.
Isabel, bearing in mind that you're in full PPE, and this is obviously going to be here for a long time, are we any closer to understanding how transmission into health practitioners like you seems to be happening?
I think that's more of a question for the infectious diseases experts. When we look at infections like these, we know that there are riskier times for practitioners, and most of that risk seems to come from the donning and doffing, the taking on and taking off of PPE. Mm-hmm. Now, most places have very strict policies around how to take off and put on PPE. But as you can imagine, you know, we sometimes have 10, 11, 12-hour shifts. And when you're working those kind of hours, sometimes your attention to detail at the end of the shift can slip, but it's something we're all trying to be very mindful of. There may be other routes of transmission, but those things are still under investigation and probably not something that I could talk about at the moment.
Isabel, there's been a lot of talk around the mandatory wearing of masks for the general community, and people have struggled adjusting with that. What is it like for you putting on this incredible PPE, which is head-to-toe gown and very restrictive? I have a friend who's a patient transport driver, and she wears it all day, and, you know, it's hot and sweaty and exhausting. What is it for you like?
Oh, look, it can be so uncomfortable. But honestly, the worst part, I think, is the first 10 or 15 minutes of wearing it. You know, you turn up to work and you've been wearing a sort of, you know, a lighter mask to get there. And we sort of put on these N95 masks that are very tight across the face, plus the gowns, plus the face shields. And it does feel quite suffocating for the first 15 minutes. But, you know, I think the most interesting thing is after about an hour, you almost forget you're wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just comes with having it on your face and getting on and doing your job. And when you first put it on, of course it's uncomfortable, but I think we just get used to it.
So true. Dr. Carr, my mum has full-time 24-hour care because she's unwell. We have a whole protocol that we go through because the girls have to catch public transport, so they have to get changed the moment they walked in the door. When it comes to families of healthcare workers, I mean, how worried are you about them on the front line? I mean, that's got to be very, very scary of transmitting it to them, but also they must be so worried about you.
I think it is difficult. I mean, in some ways, with the new lockdown and restrictions, you know, I'm only seeing my family over Zoom. Mm. And in some ways, that makes me feel better because I'm not putting them at risk as well. But I think they understand that, you know, even though we didn't sign up to work in a global pandemic, we did sign up to care for people, and people need care at the moment.
You're
so I think my family respect my choices with that.
That's great. Isabella, have we got enough PPE to go around?
I mean, I certainly have felt like I've had enough. In terms of how much there is in the state, again, not something I think I can particularly talk to. I've, you know, at the hospital that I work at, I've never felt the shortage of it, but we do go through it in an alarming rate. You know, I change my gown every time I see a different patient, and the amount of gowns you go through, the amount of masks you go through is alarming.
Isabel, we're so grateful to you and to all of our healthcare workers. What can we do to support you?
I think the best thing to do is remember that the people on the front lines, we're not heroes, we're just people. And we also get scared, we also get worried. And if people can check in on us, I think there's this idea that, you know, because you're a doctor and you're working on the front lines, you know, it's not all heroes wear capes kind of business. But that's not really what it is. It's you still come home, you still get tired and hungry. And when my friends give me a call to check in, or, you know, sometimes send me some Uber Eats, it's just the nicest thing because it's recognising that we're not heroes, we're just people working to the best of our ability.
Oh, thank you so much, Isabel, for that incredible insight. It's wonderful to hear from you, and we are thinking of you if you are a healthcare worker on the front line. We're very, very grateful. You have a great day, Isabel.
Thank you very much.
Take care, and we have asked you to call 131873 to celebrate people in your life who might be working on the front line. Una from Warringah, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
You have someone in your life who's on the front line in healthcare?
Yes, I do. She's a blood collector for a pathology company. And she's been working the other day. She told me she was working on her own all day because the other person wasn't able to come in. She stood on her feet for 5 hours collecting blood samples. And, of course, these people that come in, a lot of them have underlying conditions. That's why they have to keep having blood tests.
Sure.
And so she's mixed. You know, there's people that have got symptoms of something. They don't know what it is. They come in for blood tests. And she lives in an area with a very, very big proportion of elderly people. And so they've got underlying this and that. So if any of the staff that collect the blood, if any of them get a sniffle or a cough or one of their children's got the flu or anything like that, they have to get checked themselves and be off work for 24 hours till the results of their check come back.
Wow. Well, I know you're talking about your daughter, and she really is doing an incredible job, and we're very grateful to her. Mm. Of course, people who are working in the pathology and in the labs are working around the clock, we know, so we're very grateful to them. We welcome your calls 131873, and I understand, Gerald, we've been getting a lot of calls this morning about burning feet. We've taken already 3 or 4 calls around that.
It's a very common issue, Jo, and there are 2 things that I use for burning feet with an extra for a person who has burning feet and diabetes. The first is an antioxidant, a metabolic antioxidant called lipoic acid that is available in a 400 milligram form that you take twice a day after food. The second is turmeric because it's an anti-inflammatory, and that's a perfect blend, and that there's no interaction risks. You just go for it. And if you have diabetes, there is a very commonly prescribed medication called metformin, which causes levels of B12 to fall, and low levels of vitamin B12 bring on neuropathic pain, which is what burning feet is, and it settles that down. So there are the 2 with the rider for the third.
Next on the House of Wellness, we'll take more of your calls, plus help for you if you're after a boost in resilience. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spiced latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone, and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get 40% off the Garnier skincare range. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, obviously, it has been an extremely challenging year, and I think it's a year in which we all feel we needed a little bit more resilience.
Yes, please.
We really are calling on whatever reserves we have as far as our inner strength is concerned. Well, today on House of Wellness TV at midday on Channel 7, you can hear from a man by the name of Hugh Van Kylenberg. A lot of us have heard from him before or heard of him because of his incredible Resilience Project, which is a wonderful organisation that shares practical, evidence-based mental health strategies to build resilience and happiness. Hugh has this incredible knack of achieving happiness by honing in on the things that matter, and he lists them as very simply gratitude, empathy, and mindfulness. Such important things to really focus on, but not always easy to access.
And did I hear you've got Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, coming on today?
Not actually. Ooh. Priscilla. No.
Misinformed.
No,
have I?
No, an incredible story about a man in Broken Hill who has gone to some very extraordinary lengths to raise money, yes. He was inspired by Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that's true. But if you're looking for any assistance with resilience, or perhaps you'd like to learn more about our very own Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, do check into House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7. Well, of course, we love hearing from you on 131 873 with any questions for your health. Stephen in Greenvale, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, guys. Look,
how can we help?
Gerald, I had my anxiety and everything managed prior to this quarantine, but it's gone through the roof with panic attacks
of course.
And stuff. And I've spoken to my doctor and he just says, look, you know, just try relaxing. But can you think of any multivitamin or a vitamin that can help me just sort of calm myself just to get to sleep sort of thing?
And you're taking some medications from your doctor, are you, Stephen?
No, he
okay.
offered some, you know, benzodiazepine thing, and I said, look, I'd rather not do it.
Okay.
I want to do it by myself.
We'll be talking a little later on, Stephen, about magnesium and the role it plays in reducing tension. And there are some magnificent formulations that contain a decent dose of magnesium combined with calming, relaxing herbs. So the magnesium relieves the tension. The herbs settle that busy brain that we all have at the moment, particularly in Victoria. And there's blends around, Stephen, that work really well. You can take them as required, but it will help settle your concerns overnight. Won't take it all away, but it's going to at least allow you perhaps a more restful sleep.
And some obvious things, obviously, to reduce nerve disruption. I mean, we talk so much about our B vitamins, B1, B6 and B12 are particularly helpful when it comes to supporting nerve health. But as Gerald said, the magnesium is something that you can take that works directly on nerves, but this is something that we take all the time just to support the body moving forward. If we don't have enough energy, often that will fatigue and that will have an impact on our nerve health as well.
I think possibly the least useful thing you could say to someone is try relaxing.
Oh. Yes, it's like saying to someone who needs some weight management advice, just eat less.
Just eat less.
Hello?
It's not a really helpful thing.
No.
And Stephen, I hope that you weren't put off the notion of relaxing by that phrase, try relaxing, because I would recommend some fantastic apps.
Yes, for
like
meditation.
Smiling Mind, wonderful. Headspace, both fantastic that I use regularly.
Yeah. Insight Timer.
And they are there and they're free, aren't they?
Accessibility to beautiful meditations, podcasts. I mean, we're in a world of supporting us holistically, which just is such a wonderful, you know, three-part stage of actually getting to the great point of good mental health.
And keep it simple, Stephen. And if you want to give some feedback, just head to the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an Ask tab at the top. So in a couple of weeks or even a week, 10 days, let me know how you're going.
Fantastic. Muriel from Glenhaven, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Muriel. How can we help?
Good morning. My husband, who's 85, is just getting over an attack of shingles. He had the shingles on the right side of his face and on his back. It's about 4 weeks since he had them. He gets this dull ache all the time and a numbness on the right side of his face.
Which is very common as you're recovering, Muriel. Now, he's finished his antiviral prescription medications, hasn't he?
Yes, he had those in the beginning.
Good, and you've made sure that he took them correctly, so well done. He's lucky to have you.
He did,
Now, the things that will make a difference, I've mentioned already for neuropathic pain, lipoic acid, which you can buy, Muriel. It's a 400 milligram, L-I-P-O-I-C, 400 milligram tablet that he can take twice a day after the sumptuous meals you're providing him. And that will take away the numbness and settle the hyperexcitability, the high stress that his nerve endings are under as they recover from the shingles. So that's what you need.
And obviously, you know, a weakened immune system will always make shingles worse. So please focus on immune health. I mean, Gerald and I love zinc. It's such a beautiful product. You can either eat it, but really supplementing is the best effect overall. Please eat food when you have zinc, because otherwise it will make you feel a bit queasy in the tummy.
Oh, good tip. And all the best, Muriel, to you and your husband. Well, tomorrow is the start of Wound Awareness Week. So in a moment, we'll be speaking with Dr. Nikki Fresco's Wounds Australia Chair. But give us a call if you're one of the hundreds of thousands of Australians suffering from a chronic wound and you have a question to support your health. That's 131 873. Next, we'll speak up for those living with this silent epidemic. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get 40% off the Garnier skincare range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, specifically at the moment if you are suffering from a chronic wound. Every year, over 420,000 Australians suffer from a chronic wound. It is a silent epidemic in Australia. I can imagine a very difficult thing to live with. It's significantly under-recognised public health issue. It can damage mental health, stop people from working, studying, enjoying the lifestyle others take for granted, and of course, is a financial burden as well. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Nikki Frescos, Wounds Australia Chair. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to your program.
Well, when we talk about chronic wounds, what are we actually talking about?
So what we're talking about is an injury to the skin, basically a break to the skin that's been caused either by a cut or a tear or a bite, and it's been there for more than 4 weeks. Usually an acute wound will last for 1 to 2 weeks before it heals. However, if the wound has been there for longer than 4 weeks, it's indicating that there's something that's slowing the healing down, so it's not progressing through its normal healing stages. So that's when you need to really seek out what is actually happening. Why isn't my wound healing?
As well as the physical impact of a wound, obviously there's this huge emotional impact. I mean, depression, anxiety, negative body image, and obviously that leads to isolation. Does the mental side of it really exacerbate? Because obviously, you know, the more stressed we are, the harder it is for our body to heal itself.
Totally. You have hit the... exactly. So anxiety, the anxiety is more to do, and stress is more to do with, is my wound going to heal? What's going to happen? And particularly with the age population, they're quite concerned, like, if my wound isn't healing, what does that mean? Am I going to be admitted to hospital? Am I going to lose my leg? There's even cases of suicidal ideation. So it is quite scary for many people. And the thing is, they don't tell their doctors about how concerned, scared they are about it. And that's concerning.
Nikki, let me ask you a hard-hitting question. We have, and you see and I see constantly and hear from people who regularly go once or twice a week and they have their wound dressed, and this is all very lovely. However, at what stage, you mentioned a month, now at what stage should a person say, do you know, I'm not happy with the rate of healing here, what else can I do? Where do I go to have this thing resolved?
Okay, so... If they have been seeing a doctor for a little while, say past more than 6 or 8 weeks,
and there isn't any progression towards healing. The questions that should be asked is, why have I got this wound? What is happening that is slowing this wound? So I have this saying, it's not the whole, it's the whole person that should be looked at.
Yep.
So there's obviously there's some underlying issues that are happening, and it's not just you see a sore. It could be that there's a chronic disease that hasn't been diagnosed, or that the existing chronic disease hasn't been considered in the healing process. So there might be an issue with arterial problems, or their veins might not be working. So you need to address that. You need to assess that and address that, and then you'll do the most appropriate management that will heal the wound. It's amazing. Once you work out why the wound isn't healing and know exactly what, then you know exactly what to do.
It's interesting. When I was reading through your information, you said the average age is 65. I mean...
Yeah.
It looks to me, whenever I've seen this, people are elderly, they're not really into the whole holistic. I mean, they're less likely to go into a holistic way. But what else? I mean, how dangerous is this for the elderly people?
Oh, it can be, if the wound doesn't heal within appropriate time and you've got an open, you know, a sore that's open to any sort of elements, bugs, etc., the longer the wound is there, the more bugs it gets. So you can be exposed to create infection, an infection isn't addressed appropriately. It can lead to cellulitis, which then can lead to systemic problems. And particularly with a diabetic foot, it can lead to amputation. The other thing is that people don't realise, and I don't want to scare people, but sometimes when you've got a wound that's been there for a very long time, it can turn into a skin cancer. And that can be misdiagnosed. They think it's a wound that's not healing, it's oozing, let's do this, let's do that, you know, we'll try this particular dressing. But you need, you know, when the wound's been there for way too long, you need to get a proper diagnosis. The best approach to that is taking a biopsy of the wound to test, to see exactly what's happening in that skin, and that will, you know, pathology will give us the results to determine exactly what's going on.
Nikki, it is so great to speak with you, and I think the really important message going into Wounds Awareness Week is just to be really compassionate towards people who are living with this, particularly in and around the $4,000 annually that this costs them, and really understanding that it's a difficult life. It's a lot to manage for someone.
It is. And you know, people with leg wounds, they have bandages, the wounds ooze, they're embarrassed to go outside, they might be smelly, there's pain. And a lot of people don't tell their family, well, their friends, etc., that they have these wounds. So they stay at home. They're too embarrassed to go out. And their dressing changes because they can't fit into shoes, or they don't want to show that they've got that. It's a plethora of problems associated with the wound.
I can imagine. So you're doing amazing work there at Wound Australia. Your website is a great resource too, woundsaustralia.com.au. Thank you so much, Nikki. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, have you got a question to help support your health today? Carol from East Geelong, good morning.
Oh, hi, panel. I was just ringing up about your comment about the magnesium. Now, look, I've had magnesium tablets and taken, you know, multivitamins and that. I just find a lot of them, especially the magnesium, was very, very drying. Do you sort of find that with vitamin tablets?
Not really, Carol. Don't know why that's happening. But what you need to do is just make a note of whenever that happens. It could be one particular component of that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of magnesium in tablet form. I think capsule form or powder form is far better because you tend to drink more water. But no, yours, I can't explain why that might happen. But there's different forms of magnesium as well.
That's it. So you might find that you're the type of magnesium, because what it can do is it can draw water into the colon and it can loosen the bowel. So you might be taking the wrong type of magnesium. So when you go to your pharmacist or your naturopath or wherever you might be purchasing, let them know that and let them make sure they're giving you the right one. And Gerald's absolutely right. Powder always is better for water, but also it absorbs faster as well.
Thank you so much, Carol. All the best with that. And we will have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back and we're going to be speaking more about calming magnesium. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 Plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 Plus, one a day is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get 40% off the Garnier skincare range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. It is time for A to Z of Vitamins, and today we are talking magnesium. What exactly is it, and why do we talk about it so much?
It's a mineral, Joe, that we take for granted because we just expect that it's going to be in fresh fruit and veg and all these things, but we really... In the society in which we live, 24-hour news cycle, stress levels at all walks of life essentially quite high. Most people have low levels of magnesium, and many people take a magnesium supplement but still have low levels. So for those, the level of magnesium which is sufficient is the level below which you find a little bit of looseness. You become... socially unacceptable. So,
right.
so you take magnesium to help you sleep, to reduce tension, and in fact, if you're a sports person, so if you're running within the 5K, as you do, Joe, there are powders available with an amino acid called taurine, which actually helps reduce muscle soreness. So you can use the combination of magnesium to recharge your muscles and reduce soreness. But in capsule form, as Zoe and I spoke before, or in powder form, never underestimate what magnesium can do from a relaxation, anti-tension, quality sleep perspective.
And immunity, Zoe?
And, oh, look, I mean, magnesium is just these 300 processes in the body. And I think Gerald says it so well. We are just running on 100% mode these days. So we use it. Another thing also is when you're drinking alcohol, you use more of it. So you need more of it, which most of us do. And it just is a good all-rounder. Foods that have magnesium, obviously, you know, green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds. But for the point of, you know, really kind of giving you that punch of relaxation or support nervous-wise, supplementing. And I think, I'm not sure about you, Joe, but I always say to my clients, when you're taking a supplement, take it consistently and take it for 6 weeks because you're really not going to see the difference if you just use it willy-nilly in conjunction with a great diet as well.
Yep. Fantastic. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to you by New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We love hearing from you on 131 873 and Mary from Brisbane. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
How can
To both of you. I need to ask about metabolic enzymes. I take digestive enzymes.
Good.
And is it true, you know, I read the stuff on the internet and people are selling this and that. My humble understanding is there's a substance in pineapple, bromelain or something.
Yeah, bromelain.
Bromelain. Yeah. And can one just buy metabolic enzymes at a pharmacy?
Well, you can buy all sorts of... And first of all, look, the internet's wonderful, Mary, but remember, there are people on there trying to flog stuff.
Yes.
And I can't put it any more bluntly than that. Be careful, particularly buying stuff from overseas websites. If you're taking digestive enzymes, you are enabling the maximum digestive ability to proceed normally. So well done there. And look, I think it depends on how you feel. If you've got some digestive issues, you see either a nutritionist or a dietitian. But don't go off at a tangent looking at a single nutrient to try and solve the problem. It's a little more complex than that.
It certainly is.
Face-to-face is better, and the nutritionist or dietitians are always available.
And that's the thing, Mary, is that if you've got IBS, if you've got constipation, diarrhea, you need to look at why that is the issue. So you might be just taking some supplements. That's going to give you a bit of a blanket effect. I mean, obviously, it will increase those enzymes. But the ultimate goal here is to have your body producing what we call lipase, amylase, protease. These are naturally produced in the body, but also they're assisted when we eat beautiful foods like papaya, mango, pineapple, bananas. All of these foods are really rich in different digestive enzymes. And even little things, I mean, apple cider vinegar, it's such a beautiful, simple, cheap product to buy. Have that before you eat. You will find that it will actually help your body break down food more effectively.
And with apple cider vinegar, Zoe, do we just do we dilute that? Do we have a little shot of it? What do we do?
So the best thing to do, I always find, is about a tablespoon in about a shot glass of water. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the taste of it, a little bit of honey in there is nice, but a cinnamon as well is quite nice. And just to have a little shot of that. I mean, sometimes I find that if clients say they've got a bit of reflux, they can get a bit of that hurts them. So maybe mm-hmm. that's not the best one to go for as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a simple thing. Or use it in food. I make a mean salad dressing, which is simply apple cider vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of soy sauce, and maybe some ginger and herbs. And again, that's another really good way to get it in your diet.
Lovely. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. You can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab if you have more questions this morning. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get 40% off the Garnier skincare range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. If you want more House of Wellness, we would love you to check out our podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness, which is all about the fact that, you know, we get knocked around by the way our minds work. We might be fearful, we might have worries, self-doubt, shame, anxiety. There's a lot going on at the moment, really. So it's about helping us reconnect with the best parts of ourselves. You can check out podcastoneaustralia.com.au for Best of You in the House of Wellness. Gerald, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. And for those with wounds, look after them.
Yes, yes. Zoe, fantastic to have you again on the show. We love
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Zoe.
Team. See you next week, guys.
Yes,
bye.
Do make sure you check out houseofwellness.com.au if you have any further questions for Gerald. In the meanwhile, we wish you a very safe and well week. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with House of Wellness. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you next week.